This is Akashvani, the news read by Navneet Singh. At the Paris Olympics, Indian hockey team bagged fourth bronze medal for the country. The team defeated Spain 2-1 in the bronze medal match. The team also gave its goalkeeper Srijesh the perfect farewell by securing this Olympic medal. In athletics, Jyoti Yarraji finished fourth in the repechage round heat 1 of women's 100-meter hurdles. She completed the race in 13.17 seconds but failed to qualify for the semifinals. President Draupadi Murmu and Prime Minister Narendra Modi have congratulated Indian hockey team for winning the bronze medal. In a social media post, the president said, "The team has made India proud and deserves the highest praise for the resurgence of Indian hockey." She said the consistency, skills, cohesion and fighting spirit will be an inspiration for the youth of the country. Prime Minister Modi said, "Success of the Indian hockey team is triumph of skill, perseverance and team spirit." Mr. Modi said, "This medal is even more special because it is the second consecutive medal of the Indian hockey team at the Olympics." He said that all Indians have an emotional connect with hockey and this medal will make the sport more popular among the youth of our country. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar has discussed the situation in Bangladesh and West Asia with UK Foreign Secretary David Lammy today. In a social media post, the minister informed that he received a call from the UK Foreign Secretary and discussed the situation in Bangladesh and West Asia. Nobel laureate Mohammad Yunus was sworn in as the head of Bangladesh's interim government. Bangladesh President Mohammad Shahabuddin administered the oath to him at Bangabhavan in Dhaka this evening. Diplomats from various countries were present on the occasion. Born on 28 June 1940, Mohammad Yunus is a Bangladeshi entrepreneur, banker and economist. He was awarded the Nobel Peace Prize in 2006, for founding the Grameen Bank and pioneering the concepts of microcredit and microfinance. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has extended his best wishes to Professor Mohammad Yunus for assumption of his new responsibilities in Bangladesh. In a social media post, the Prime Minister hoped for an early return to normalcy, ensuring the safety and protection of Hindus and all other minority communities in Bangladesh. Mr. Modi said, "India remains committed to working with Bangladesh to fulfill the shared aspirations of the people of both the countries for peace, security and development." The Indian High Commission in Dhaka, including four more assistant high commissions, are in touch with Indian nationals in Bangladesh who want to come back. Addressing media in New Delhi today, External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said, "At present, around 19,000 Indian nationals, including 9,000 students, are in Bangladesh." He added that the government is in constant touch with the High Commission to ensure the safety of nationals. Mr. Jaiswal reiterated that the approval for former Bangladesh Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina to visit India was given at a short notice. Parliament has passed the Finance Bill 2024, Appropriation Bill 2024 and Jammu and Kashmir Appropriation Bill 2024, with the Rajya Sabha returning these bills to the Lok Sabha after discussion. The Lok Sabha has already passed these bills. The finance bill gives effect to the financial proposals of the central government for the financial year 2024-25. The appropriation bill seeks to authorize payment and appropriation of certain sums from and out of the Consolidated Fund of India for the services of the financial year 2024-25. The Jammu and Kashmir Appropriation Bill authorizes payment and appropriation of certain sums from and out of the Consolidated Fund of the Union Territory of Jammu and Kashmir for the services of the financial year 2024-25. The Waqf Amendment Bill 2024 has been sent to the Joint Parliamentary Committee for further scrutiny. After introducing the bill in the Lok Sabha today, Minority Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju said the government is ready for further scrutiny of the legislation. He said the central government's intention is clear and it has nothing to hide over the legislation. And with that, we end this news bulletin.